Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being told your opinion is just not wanted. Number to you can relate. The number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804, if you want to chat with us live. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. And there's various ways to listen to us portably, too. I know on the Indie Authority, we are now on iTunes Radio, so you got that. We're on various stations' tune-in apps, so you can search for us there, search for the station. Always, all great ways to listen to us live. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont, and I am joined by Joe Curry.
That's right. I'm the co-host here.
Pip is out this week.
Pip is out. Pip will not be here this week. It'll be just us.
Are you gonna reiterate everything I say today? Is that what we have to
look
forward?
No, I'm just confirming it. Things need to be confirmed.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
I can confirm a lot of things about you.
Yeah, well, it's 5 minutes, yes.
Yes. Joe, what's
it? Sunny, no touch.
Yeah, there was a reason why we started off late, and there was tech issues, and it was not out of our hands. Actually, it was right in Joe's hands. Yeah. And that's never a good place for us in technology.
Yeah. Plugged into headphones, and I crashed everything out.
Yes, you did. There's a sunny no touch.
I'm a stupid, stupid man.
Yes, you are. I got a good show for you tonight. On tonight's show, we got the wise and mystic Tommy Lama returning to answer our questions about the world and some questions we have, too, because we're going to take advantage of that.
Yes, absolutely.
Whenever you can get a man of Tommy's talents.
You have to find the questions that are really poignant and then ask them.
Yes, yes. So I think we'll all learn something mm-hmm. when we have Tommy Lama later on. So you're going to want to check that out. We're also, what's this thing? Oh. What did I type? Also, there's a little bit of censorship going on the internet.
Yes.
What you think people might not care about. So we will discuss that and say, should they care about what you or I think, or are they well within their rights to not give a damn, Scarlet? Right. And we'll also be going, we'll investigate some more scammery stuff. We'll focus tonight on, once again, Ann Jackson. Mm-hmm. And we'll see some of the mental gymnastics and torture that her scammers put her through. And I discovered something that I'm not too pleased about on the internet this week.
What's that?
Well, I'll get to that in the scamming segment.
Oh, okay.
It is affecting yours truly, and I am not pleased at all. Hmm. So we'll get to that later on. Also, a little bit of show news. Got our numbers from iHeartRadio. So we are climbing. Thank you. We got more listens there. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. It means a lot to us. It really does. I mean, we work hard, and a lot of our lives are revolving around prepping for the show, doing all the back office stuff for the show. So it really means a lot when you guys are listening, when you guys are in the chat room. We thank you very, very much.
I put out there on the something weird. Is that you hear a weird sound? Or is that just in my ears? Probably just in my ears. Get rid of this. Second.
That's just in your ears.
Oh, okay. I'm having a hearing test in my ears. Also, I had put a call to action last week on Facebook to contact Mr. Tim Sabian. Mr. Tim Sabian runs the Opie and Anthony channel on Sirius XM. He also used to run the Howard Stern channel. So I said, I asked the folks if you were so moved to write Mr. Sabian and tell him why he should carry our show on his network and their platform, Sirius XM. And it turns out he actually responded to a couple of you folks and said he will take a look at us. So, thank you, first of all, for writing.
Thank you very much. Grassroots campaign. Those are the ones that sometimes do the trick.
But, who really knows? Maybe he's just blowing smoke. Maybe he doesn't mean it. But so that's why, if you have not written yet, you should certainly write to him and tell him it's tim.sabian, S-A-B-E-A-N, at Sirius, Sirius, XM.com. And tell them why you want your pals, Davin's Den, to be there.
Yes, absolutely. We would love the chance. Love it.
Sure. Oh, wow. Now we're, all right, cool. Now we're on Extreme Jams.
Good,
cool.
Good,
we
good.
Had issues, and now we don't. Well, I mean, we did. Wow, we are every place we're supposed to be.
Let me check my headphones again. You stay away from them, you buffoon.
Listen, I'm not really even thrilled that you're anywhere in the same room when we do a show. if we could do like the Howard Stern thing does with Robin, where we have you in like locked away someplace and
just
you
put
do
me in a pen.
Yeah,
I'm in a pen with pencil and paper and jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah, where if you screw things up, it only screws up your thing, but the whole show goes on. I would do that.
You should build me a playpen, and I just sit in the playpen during the show.
It's not a terrible idea.
No.
You've had worse.
Yeah, I've also had a playpen.
Yes, you have. So first of all, I am all sorts of banged up this weekend.
Yes.
From this weekend, my recovery time on healing is not what it was.
Because you're getting old.
Yes, I am. My thumb is all messed up. I jammed my thumb into the ground. My knee is all, like, scabby. Here's the thing. When you fall forward or when you dive,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have the forethought to brace yourself, your ribs are going to hurt. But
well, it's not you're old. You're stupid.
Noted. The weird thing is I don't recall my mouth being open when I dove. Yet when I got up, I was chewing on dirt.
Because you were probably going, ah!
No, I wasn't. I actually made a good play, but it was like me going to the ground, kaplunk. Ow, I should not have clapped my hands because now I hurt my swollen thumb. So we're wishing my team luck tonight. They're playing. Hopefully they win, and this way I can't hurt myself.
That's true.
Joe can hurt me.
If you want to slide under the table, slide down the hallway.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Also want to give out a little shout-out to the missus. Because the missus, once again, here's the difference between my wife and myself. My wife works very well with others. She is widely... Why are you saying...
My drawers are riding up on me and they're tickled.
my wife works well in a chain of command when she's not the captain of that chain of command.
Okay.
Like, if she doesn't have to guide the ship, but she's mm-hmm. just like a worker bee,
right.
She excels. She is loved.
Right.
Once again, a job review, kicking ass. Mm. They're loving the wife over at her job.
Good.
She's doing great. And what that means is the more they love her, the more I can afford to try this crap. that's the reality of it all. I continue in the role of daddy daycare. And daddy chauffeur,
mm-hmm.
and comic, and aspiring radio host.
Right.
Because she's quite successful.
Mm.
So that works out very well for me.
Right, well.
It almost makes me feel bad about having all these fake relationships with these fake women in these real countries.
Well, my marriage is ending with my wife, and she works at a fruit drink company answering phones. So hi-ho, hi-ho, off to work I go.
Yeah, but you're just going to be on your own.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really affect you. You're going to have more money. Her job.
Oh, see.
Well, all right, you won't. Yeah, she's going to need support. You are screwed.
It's not like, you know, I'm very discreet.
Are you? If anybody's friends with Joe Curry on Facebook, please weigh in about how discreet he is. Because once again, I was very tempted this weekend to tag one of his little stupid posts with hot.
Stop it.
But I did not, because Joe is still married.
No, I am.
Joe will probably get separated soon. That's what Joe has said on this show a couple of weeks ago. So, but no papers have been served. But Joe is not going to let that slow him down.
No, I'm not. No, not that.
Joe's not horsing around.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You know what Joe's doing? You know how you make the bed? Before you make the bed, you have to prepare. You have to wash the sheets. Get them ready for when it's time to make the bed. Joe is in the washing the sheets stage of the next phase of his life. He's just laying the groundwork for him to be a creep.
I'm not a creep.
Not yet.
No, I'm not a creep. I'm not a creep.
You're most certainly a creep.
I'm not a creep. Well, in that respect, I'm not a creep.
You're kind of a creep. You're kind of a creep. Even at your best, you were a creep. Joe hasn't done anything wrong.
I've done nothing wrong.
Joe has not done anything wrong. But, you know, I look forward to 5 years from now when we could talk about this stage of his life.
A very special Davin's Den. The Joe Curry years.
You know, it's like when they reveal the Nixon files, like now. It's right. Like, this is what was really going on. God willing, if
not
you
really.
Believe in him.
There is nothing wrong going on right now. Let me say this about that, Davin. No, there is nothing going on right now.
Joe Curry is on the record on Davin's Den
saying nothing is going on.
Nothing is going on right now.
We will revisit the record in 5 to 30 years.
There is nothing to say while we get down there. Let me tell my fellow Americans about this. I've done nothing wrong.
And if you believe Nixon, you believe Joe. Really? That's who you wanted to imitate?
People have the right to know if their co-host is a creep, and I'm not a creep.
All right. So I'm going to need your help with something. I experienced a religious thing this weekend, not of my religion.
Did you eat a cookie?
No, I didn't eat a cookie. So my daughter is of the age where her friends are having communion.
Oh, right, okay.
So we went to our first communion for one of her little friends. Very lovely affair. I got no complaints. You would think I would have something horrible to say, because that's usually what I bring to the show.
Right.
I'm not bringing any horribleness to the show. I just have a question. I don't understand this. I mean, the little girl, beautiful. Beautiful white dress.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
It looked like a mini wedding dress.
Yes.
To be honest. At the communion, which is what, the age of 7? Because that's what this girl is. Like,
yeah,
seven
yes.
Or
in the Catholic religion, you have your communion. That's when you are receive the host. And then you have your confirmation, where you were confirmed into the church.
I want you to know, later. The father is Jewish. I wished him a mazel tov.
Hey, you know, not for nothing.
But that's cool. Very lovely. But I don't understand. But the wedding dress. Are they marrying God?
No.
Then why are they wearing the white wedding dress? It's a lovely dress. It's a little creepy. Because unless you're not in Nigeria, 7 is way too young to be wearing that type of thing.
No, it's a celebration that you're accepting the host of Jesus. And basically what it is that you wear...
What do you mean? What does that mean, the host of
the
Jesus?
The host is what we call the communion wafer. It's the host.
But I thought the people that were having the party were the hosts.
No, it was basically...
And boy, am I the host of Jesus of this show?
No, they call that the host. What it is that when he took bread, he broke it and he gave it to all the apostles and he said, take this, this is my body, the body of the unleavened...
Unleavened? the Jewish roots came out. He was handing out matzah.
I think it might have been matzah.
Well, the Last Supper was a Seder.
That's then it most of might have been matzah.
See, the Jews were behind everything, even your religion.
Well, you know.
But, all right, so he says, eat me. Which, if I say, people get offended.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's
but that's Jesus essentially Christ. What he's saying.
He say, take my body. This is the body in me that will give you everlasting life. And that's basically what
but
it
they
is.
All died.
Well, the whole gist of it is that he's supposed to come back and raise the dead.
He's supposed to come back and raise the dead?
Yes, he's going to judge the living and the dead.
He's going to judge the living and the dead.
Yeah, because he's Jesus Christ.
But what about God? God, you know, God's the Father.
God's busy with the rest of the universe. He has no time.
But what about
the Son? Is like an ambassador to Earth.
But there's a bit...
God is delegating. Look, they drive me nuts, all right, kid? Go down there and figure it out. You want to go back? You remember what they did the first time around, all right?
So then Jesus is lazy because it's been a while.
But
what's he doing
Jesus
up there?
Years? It's been 2,000 years. That's like an hour and a half in universe time.
He was a human being. What do you mean it was an hour and a half?
It was an hour. No, 2,000 years. It's been 2,000 years since he's died. He risen and he run off. And then it's
yeah, what's up with that? I mean, zombie Jesus should not be afraid of anything unless it's Woody Harrelson and he double taps.
It's faith. That's why they call it faith. You believe that he was crucified and he rose from the dead, and then he went to look in the tomb, and then a couple of the apostles saw him, and he said, shh. And then
but what's that have to do with 7-year-old kids?
Because basically what it is, in the Catholic religion, that is the age you do all your, it's called CCD, which is the Christian the study.
Yeah.
And you learn about the Bible, you learn about Jesus, you learn about the host.
So wait, that ends after 7?
Well, no, that's your acceptance into accepting, you know, Jesus is the is
what
your savior.
What flavor is Jesus?
He's plain vanilla. It's the wafer is tasteless.
So, but traditionally, I mean, not traditionally, but in reality, Jesus was from Africa, so he'd be a black man. So, really, shouldn't it be a chocolate wafer? I'm just saying.
But you had everybody from Europe rewriting the book. You know,
I'm just thinking. I think it would be more considerate if you had a choice. Do you want to eat white Jesus or a vanilla Jesus or chocolate Jesus? There should be a choice.
I don't think the new Vatican Council discussed that.
Well, Pope Francis is very progressive. I love the new Pope. Somebody should bring
Tim
it to
Tim Sabian sent him a letter. have about the same power in our lives.
Yeah, you know what? I will tweet to the Pope and suggest this. I love Pope Francis. But, yeah. I like the Pope. I like the Pope Francis a
he's
lot.
He's a life. But I loved Pope John Paul because at that time when he was became Pope, it was 1978, and I just lost my grandmother, and my grandmother was like my second mother to me, and it seemed when he was elected Pope, it just seemed like a new life. So I'm not much for religion. I mean, I am kind of religious.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really? What part?
I dabble sometimes.
Do you?
But
when?
When John Paul
religion's not a dabbling thing. You're either you're in or you're out. It's not a dabble thing.
I understand that, but I'm trying to get more in than out.
Really?
Yeah.
You think God's going to keep half your stuff?
It's like buying property in Arizona. You go there and
your beds.
And they pitch, you pitch it to you. You know, this is what Arizona's going to be like. There's a lodge and we have a pool and there's hunting and there's a, you can go in, and you're like, all right, well, I'm going to, you know, put all my eggs in this basket.
My dad's always been religious, but he's gotten more religious as he's gotten older.
You do, because your days are numbered. You do. That's the truth.
Not if Jesus is coming back.
Your days are numbered, and you start to. I do this in my act. You start to stray back to religion.
Yes, that's what's been going wrong with your act. Instead of doing jokes, you start to stray back to religion. You might want to throw in some punchlines with the gospel, stupid.
You were at the show.
but all right. So they take the host, and I'm not. Listen, every religion has their own traditions, and it's cool. I just don't understand. So at seven, they take the. So before that, they're not before the age of seven. Before the communion, can you get communion when you're older?
Yes. Well, that is when you are officiated by the church to accept communion. Now, the part of having communion is you have to go to confession every year and confess your sins. You can't have communion unless you have you've gone to confession. Sometimes at a funeral,
they got a 7-year-old confessing.
Yeah,
forgive me, Father, for I have tattled.
Yeah, that's what you're going. Yeah, you go.
What does a 7-year-old have to? I pick my nose and wiped it under the table.
Yeah, you pick your nose and you wiped it under the table. You stole 20 cents from your sister.
They make these little kids go into a booth and confess.
Yeah, and then you have.
Do
to...
they know what priests do?
No,
that's not a good idea.
Why they keep a little window in there to keep them away?
Yeah, it's like one of those like little video that you go into the back of a porn store, a little
right.
window for them.
Right, and you have to learn all your prayers. You have to learn all, and there's all the prayer, and these.
How many prayers are there?
Oh, you have the Our Father, and the Our Father is easy. Jews know the Our Father. You have Hail Mary. It's true.
So these Jews have the.
Oh yeah,
Our
that's like the hack prayer of the Catholic Church.
He's doing the knock knock joke of prayers.
Yeah. It's like almost like the alms in the church. But you got the Our Father.
Okay.
You have the act of contrition.
What's the act of contrition?
Oh,
right. That's how much you're dabbling.
I didn't say no. You have Hail Mary.
Well, that's at the end of the football game.
Well, right, but there's a whole prayer. And what they do is when you go up, you go into church, when you go into confession, you tell the priest what you did, and then he goes, all right, give me an act of contrition, give me some Hail Marys, and he makes you say them with him. And if you screw up, he gets mad, and he gives you another one to say, and then they'll start saying them with you and stuff like that.
Does the priest ever confess to you? People go, listen, you think you've been bad.
Probably not, no.
You see that little boy out there? Right. Oh, the stories.
But next time I go to confession, I'm going to be in there a while.
When was the last time you went to confession?
Oh, it's been years.
You really, you're not religious at all.
I just, in the foundation of the church, I'm not that religious because there are some things with the Catholic Church I find exception with. For the simple reason, and I'll tell you a couple of them. It's getting back to the whole confirmation thing and the whole communion thing. Mm-hmm. When the reason, my mother and the church had a very rough thing. My mother walked out on my own baptism. Because what happened, she did, because what happened was back in those days.
She didn't like the material?
No, what happened was, is that.
You're pretty shitty when you walk your mom.
No, well, but let me explain. My father was an atheist, and my mother was Catholic, but she hadn't gone to church in years. So they decided one Sunday, it's like, because my grandparents were there, they said, wouldn't it be nice if Joseph gets baptized? And my father said, yeah, that'd be fine. I don't have a problem with that. My mother said, yeah, I guess. So they call the church, and during my baptism, this is the old days when priests were just nasty.
They didn't want to die you before they touched you in the no-no.
Yeah, right. The priest starts making comments to my parents. Oh, you Italians, you come in and you feel like coming in when you want to have your child baptized and this, that, and the other thing. So what my mother said, you know what, you take him. And she walked out of my own baptism.
Well, why'd she leave you?
Because she was mad at the priest. She didn't listen to it. What do you think? My mother has the same patience level, God, as I have with things.
So she's walking out on
she
God.
She walked out on me. She walked out on her son. Left me at the baptism. She walked out.
You got to love your mom. Your mom's like, you know what?
Let me tell you, Nettie was a tough cookie. She didn't put it up with a lot of stuff.
Nettie's like, I don't care if he's coming back. I'm not putting up with this shit.
So after that, my mother was like, forget about the church. So my neighbor next door, they were Catholic. So I went to Catholic church, and I go, wow, I like, you know, this is interesting and stuff like that. So then I started, you know, I wanted to go to church. And then what happened was I had to take the Catholic study classes. And the only way I could get in, because they were giving a problem to my mother where I was too old or this, that, and the other thing. The only way I was able to, a little kid, interesting in learning.
How
about
old are you?
Church, I was, what, seven or eight?
So you weren't a full-fledged prick yet.
Right.
You were still nice and
right.
lovable.
Right. Seven or eight. The only way I was able to get in was my neighbor, who was very close and worked at the church, spoke to the father there, and I got in.
Yeah, you're so bad they have to pull strings to get
they
you
had
in church.
To pull string. They had to pull strings, which was, you know, which really, you know, a little kid wants to join the church, and we have to pull strings to get me in, because I think I was...
They love little boys.
A skosh, maybe a skosh older than when the kids started. I mean, I wasn't like the 23. I was, like, the kids are at 7 or 8. Maybe I was like 8, maybe 9, something like that. But,
crazy.
I had the desire.
All right. Well, listen, I don't understand any of this, but that's okay. It was a very lovely party. The little girl was adorable and cute, although it is funny with little kids, and, you know, her parents are so cool. So she's in this white dress, but then they have the event outside.
Yes.
So she's playing, running around in the white dress.
Because they're kids.
Because they're kids. And the parents are cool. They're like, you know, if it was me, I'd be like, take off that damn dress.
Well, a girl I know had her son was confirmed the same weekend. And she was saying, she goes, the kid stayed clean. He didn't run around playing the mud, stuff like that. And then we go to get a burger, and he spills ketchup on his thing, whether we're at Target. He goes, he gets, like, some schmutz on his thing. I go, well, at least you're at Target. Get him another shirt.
See, that's the thing with religion. Because I remember when I used to go to temple, I used to wear my Sabbath clothes, my Shabbos clothes, if you will.
Now, what was the Shabbos clothes?
Like a nice slacks or
right.
a suit, dress shirt,
right.
dress slacks.
Do you have to wear a shawl or the shawl? What are the
that's when you get married. Atalas? No.
Atalas? Okay.
No, I didn't have to wear atalas.
Okay. I'm learning. We're learning. I'm not.
We're
I'm
sharing.
Not, we're learning.
No. But, you know, during certain aspects of the service, the little mm-hmm. kids would go outside and run around. And
yeah, the kids, yeah.
I'd get grass stains on it. Yeah. But you know what, though? But here's the thing. Religious grass stains are on your Sunday best or your Saturday best are overlooked much more so than school grass stains.
Maybe in the Jewish religion, I just got my ass kicked. Again. You had all week. You only have one suit, Joseph. I can't keep buying new suits.
All right. Well, the mom was very cool because she stained her pretty little white dress.
Oh,
and the mom was like, really? She's like, okay, not a problem. You can change if you want. I'm like, that is a cool mom. We've actually had her on the show. We've actually had the mom and the dad on the show at various points.
Oh, really? Oh.
They've been on the show. But, yeah, it was a very very lovely thing, you know. I might have been the only Jew there. No, yeah, there was a couple of other Jews. Very lovely thing. Had a good time. I'm not bitching about anything. I was just curious about it.
It's very, you know, it's very interesting looking at other religions because a lot of times you don't get to share other people's religion, like I just, you know, enlightened you in the Catholic Church and stuff like that.
I don't know
that.
If enlightened's the word.
But, you know, I mean, I went to a shiver and I learned how to, you know.
A shiver? It's
a
not
shiver.
A shiver me shiver. Timber, you idiot.
It's a shiver.
You went to shiver.
I said shiver.
You said shiver, like
I
you were
said
chilly.
Shiver.
All right, fine.
All right, shiver. Okay, I went to shiver and learned about that, you know, how that is. And Jews bury quick.
Oh, Jews, yeah, we're not letting you rot. You know, here's the thing with the Christians. Oh, well, you'll lay in state for a month, or we'll keep you around for a month, will you? Not the Jews. Listen, we got things to do. Let's get your ass in the ground, and we all move on.
Let me tell you something. Nowadays, when people pass away, usually they just have one viewing. Rarely, it's two nights. Now, going back to when I was a kid, my grandmother passed away. Three nights, always. A Cusimano Russo funeral home in Brooklyn and Benson. Three nights.
See, here's the thing with the viewing. I think if you're going to have it on multiple nights, you should almost have like you would have like a film critic.
Yeah.
You should have like a critic there. Like so for the first night. And then people can know on the second and third night if you want to stop by or not.
Yeah.
Because yeah. You know what? Because if the funeral home doesn't do a good job with the corpse,
yeah.
If the corpse looks like crap, it might scare you. You want to let people know.
Yeah. It's the third night. It's like how many times can you watch old Italian ladies crying Italian?
Do the same people keep coming back?
Maybe. But, you know, there's like groups of different people and stuff like that. When my mother passed away, I'm running the whole show. Nobody's helping me. I'm doing everything myself. And I remember one of my mother's coworkers, who I remember as a kid was a nice lady, I was having one night. It was going to be on a Friday night, burial on Saturday. And this woman that I'd known for years goes, well, you can't have it. You can't make it a second night. I go, no, it's going to be Friday. Well, I can't get my boyfriend's car. How am I going to get there? I go, I really don't care. I go, and I look at my buddy Jimmy, who was kind of, you know, who was really supportive of me. And I get off the phone and I go, am I nuts here? Tell me if I'm like losing it because I'm, you know, in a weird. No, people are crazy. I go, what are you? I'll put wheels on the casket. We'll go on tour. What do you want out of me? One night.
I just thought of the solution.
What?
I just thought of the solution for this whole burial thing.
What?
Drive-up window.
They have that.
They have a drive-up window where you can just drive by.
Yes, in California, you pull up and you pay your respects, you honk the horn, you're on your way.
That, do they give you fries?
No.
Come through for pay your respects.
Now, when you croak, what do you want?
Well, I don't want to croak.
Well, you're going to eventually.
Yes, working with you is going to make it quicker.
Well, you know.
What do you mean, what do I want?
Well, what kind of? Well, you're going to have a one-day thing. They're going to shove you in the ground.
I would expect it will get full coverage on all the major news outlets.
You get a like on Facebook.
Get one stupid like.
Stupid's gone.
Well, it's the most responses he ever got to anything you posted.
Yeah. See, I think I'm going to, you know, close casket. I'm going to have balloons. I want balloons with Bon Voyage and Adios Amigos.
Well, you're not Spanish.
Well, you know, for our Spanish friends that show up. What if my landscaper wants to pay his respects? He wants to know what's going on.
I guarantee you he doesn't.
No, but then I want, you know what I do want? I don't know where, I don't know if I want to go in a wall or in the ground, but.
I got some ideas for you.
But I want because I'm half Scottish, I want a bagpiper to bring me up to the gravesite.
The listeners are, wow, holy crap.
What?
Chris Smith has too much Wikipedia time. Holy crap, I'm not even reading all this all. But I got the real definition of the first community, not your bullshit. This showed up on my phone, so it's for reals. I could tell the first holy is a ceremony of mostly Latin rite of the Catholic Church. It's the colloquial name for a person's first reception of the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. And in Roman Catholic churches, occurs typically at the age of 7 or 8, depending on national custom. Catholics believe this event to be very important as the Eucharist occupies a central role in Catholic theology and practice. Lutherans also just, wow, there's a lot here. Well, thank you, Chris Smith. Thank you for all of this. I appreciate you doing the research that, quite frankly, I was too lazy to do.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go back to a happy place. Joe's dead with the Mexicans.
All right, and I want a bagpiper. And there's a retarded guy in my town that plays the bagpipe. I told my wife, which would probably wind up getting, I go, don't get him. I want a bagpipe. And you know,
your wife ain't showing up.
No. But like I said, unfortunately, I lost one of my nephews, about 6 years ago. And he had the bagpipe, you know, the bagpiper and stuff like that. And it was very solemn, very nice. And that's what I want because this old Scotsman's going home.
I'll tell you what, you were 7 or 8, you were Italian. When you die, you're Scottish. I don't understand any of this.
Well, whatever suits the occasion.
But you're not going to die. Well, you might.
Oh, Italian. So what do you want me to do? Have them dump me on the side of the Bell Parkway?
I think that's appropriate. Just drive by. Actually, what is it? Drive by. I'll be stuck in traffic.
We're gonna take care of Mr. Curry. We got a special spot on the side of the Bell Parkway for him for his Italian heritage.
That would be lovely. I could drive by, curse at traffic, call people racist things while I'm stuck and not moving, and wave to the stupid as he's dead.
That's right.
It'll be a perfect day. As a tribute to you, I'll post it, take a picture, and put it on Facebook as all this is going on while I'm stuck in my car.
Yeah. Speaking on the side of the road, you ever see those memorials that people like?
Yeah, those are creepy.
They're really creepy. I mean, why do they have to do that?
Really? Yeah. Final resting place, the turnpike. Really?
Oh, let me tell you something. On the way to the brokerage, I go down the Wantagh Parkway, and there's about a mile stretch. That was really dangerous. It looks like a cemetery. There's so many of those things out.
Well, you know what? You have a couple choices. You could put up the markers to commemorate the dearly deceased, or you could fix the fucking road. I guess clearly it's better just put up the little crosses than fix the hairpin turn.
Well, a cross costs no money.
Sure, because the people are paying it for themselves. Who wants construction?
Well, you know what? It's also these guys that have to do 90 down the road. You know, down the road. It's not like
you.
Yeah,
in an Arizona town.
I wasn't doing 90.
Not yet.
I was. Well, that was when we got on 80.
We were just warming up.
Where the hell we were? Yeah, was it 80 or whatever? The thorough 40. Four is 40. Hey, we had a plane to catch.
We caught it. So, so you had a little bit of a problem this weekend working?
Yes, I did.
Let me get the appropriate music.
And there you go. All right, so set the stage, Jim.
All right, I'm working down at one of my clubs, and bachelorette parties are the worst.
Not if you're a bachelorette.
Well, if men acted like the way women do in a bachelorette party, we would get our asses kicked.
Well, sure. People would be frowned upon if you were drinking a drink out of a straw penis.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah. And it's like, they're never on time. There's never a bachelorette party that shows up on time.
Because you know how many women have to do their makeup? You're not getting there on time. There's a lot of putting together. Yeah,
but the funny thing, you know, you're on stage, you're trying to do your, and then they come in 20 minutes late, causing a scene, and then they sit down.
Because they're the center of attention.
Yeah, I know. And then you have this woman wearing a tiara who's, you know, with a penis whistle. She's getting married. No shit. You know, I get it. She's wearing a tiara.
She might not be. She just might be a brand new prostitute who wants to get her first John.
Yeah. And then they're all annoyed, and they got, you know, and you figure drunken women were always good, but put them in a bachelorette party, you just want to shoot each and every one of them. And then I made a comment about something, and then
as a comics want to do.
Yeah, and then the woman said something, and I'm like, well, maybe if you
could
took
you be more vague about this friggin' story? I made a comment, and then she made a comment. What was the comment that you said, and what did she say back? That's what set this off.
Oh, well, no, she said something about taking something about a lotion, and I said, well, maybe you could take it in the face.
Well, see, that's important to our listeners.
Right.
Wait a minute. So you tell a group of women that maybe they should take it in their face, and you're surprised that they turn on you.
Because they were noisy. You wouldn't shut. Then we have the drunk guy in the other table that won't shut up.
Did he want to give it to them in the face?
No, but they're sitting there, and these two guys, I had one guy in a shirt, like a shirt, and like a pastel shirt and pastel shorts, and he had his friend had a pastel shirt. I'm like, what did you guys, Mr. Ferry at the Fire Island? Look at you. You look like...
So they actually could have been gay, and now you draw attention to them. That's not very
you're
nice.
You're talking during my show and won't shut your mouth. I don't care what you are. You're getting goofed on.
So you attack their sexuality.
I just made a suggestion why
you know,
they might
you're
have
not,
been there.
You're not going to make friends this way.
Apparently I didn't.
So this barrage of people who just want to go out... Celebrate a memorable occasion.
No, they want to go out, be the center of attention, be noisy,
no.
Be distracted.
No.
It's all about them.
No.
And stuff like that.
I'm
and
sure they were
sit there and wrestle. And that, you
they,
know,
I'm sure they were very respectful.
And then I do my lifeguard bit where I blow the whistle. And the
Did you borrow the penis whistle?
No, but the girls go, we got penis whistles. We got penis. Yeah, and that's like when I told them they could shoot you in the face with it. So, that's one of my fun bits, and they ruined it. They ruined Zombo.
I think they made it better.
Not for me.
That's kind of funny.
Long night.
But see, you misinterpreted.
I didn't misinterpret.
You misinterpreted.
No, I did not.
They wanted to bond with the comedians. Like, wow, we like to blow too. We can all blow together. They were bonding with you, and you slapped them down. You're very cruel.
Oh, and it's always bachelorette parties. They never seem to have – they're drunk and obnoxious, but sometimes the girls get in a fight with each other. And one of them
in the middle of a bachelorette party?
In the middle of bachelorette.
No, I'm going to give the comic a lap dance.
I've
never seen that.
Happened to one, yeah. Happened to one. Happened to one.
So it ruined your night of comedy.
Yes, it most certainly did.
So this one group of women who just want to go out and have a good time congregated at
There's a difference of going out and having a good time.
No,
Yes.
I refuse to believe that a bunch of women getting all together who probably haven't seen each other in years and who are probably drinking heavily and have phalluses amongst them. I refuse to believe that they're not acting as perfect ladies. Yeah. I just can't imagine.
But they always get a pass. They never shuffle.
Because you know how much they're drinking? The club don't give a shit.
I understand, but if a bachelor party came in and they're blowing vagina whistles, you know, they get their
Because
ass
the men
kicked.
Are usually managers of the clubs.
Yeah.
The most of the comedy club managers do not want a bunch of blowjobs as a thank you from the bachelor party. A bunch of bachelors. Yeah, keep the booze flowing. You know what? This one's on the house. Ah, fuck up the comic. It's only his career. He's only looked forward to this performance all week. Forget about him. No, but you're right. But the reality is that when they get these groups like this, it really does ruin it for the rest of the audience. And people will wind up complaining and not coming back.
Right. So they got to do something.
Anything else?
That'll do it.
All right. So I talked about this earlier. Let me get to the story here. The National Journal is going to join the ever-growing list of sites, which includes Popular Science and Vox.com. I don't know what Vox.com is. That will be eliminating viewer comments, saying that it cheapens the story. It cites a lot of racism in these comments, sexism, and abuse. It's like they listen to our show.
Right. Now,
let me finish it.
Oh, okay, take your time.
Let me just finish, and then you can... I want you to explain it here. And it's been argued... Now, people have argued that stricter comment moderation could help with the problem, but the National Journal has decided not to, that they will focus their resources and funds other places. Now, you would like to add.
Yes. If you're getting comments like the comments that we would get when we were at the compound, you know...
we were live.
I understand that, but basically they were really not, you know, very constructive.
Wait a minute, you're saying it was no good when my folks tuned into the show and went to the chat room and streaming swastikas?
Or when I did a New Year's Eve show at the compound and asked me if I was going to die of a stroke that year.
It was just a question.
And it was actually one of my resolutions, so I didn't make that.
Failure again.
But here's the thing. So basically, if you get that, it's not constructive. However, when the option is given to have somebody moderate what the comments were.
The comics. The comics. Blame the comics for this.
40 slip.
Racism, sexism, and abuse must be comics.
to moderate the comments. And the paper says no. Then that's a problem.
Well, I mean, it's their website.
Do
you even read the comment section?
Not really.
All right. So why? Why don't you read it?
The comment section? Well, sometimes, I stand corrected on that. Sometimes I do.
I do on occasion.
I'll read the comment. Because if we're looking at a story, you want to hear what people are thinking about it.
That's right. You want to get what, if you have a strong opinion, well, what's the rest of the world think?
Yeah, because basically...
If it's Fox News, you know.
Well, that's why you watch CNBC. There's one side, the other side, and the truth. And that's why you read comments.
You mean MSNBC?
MSNBC, sorry.
CNBC is about the economy. It's about the stock exchange.
I'm half asleep when I watch this stuff anyway, so... But...
Okay, just spout
well,
out.
Well, that's why you're here, to straighten me out.
I thought I was here to make it to clean up your technical issues. Doing everything tonight, all right. Got a lot more jobs than usual tonight, don't I, Joe?
Don't worry, Tom's running the chat pretty much.
Thank you, Tom.
But,
do you ever leave comments?
Once I think I made a comment on something.
I've left comments when promoting our show.
No, really?
Like I'll say something pithy and then I'll say, tune in for more. I've done that. I have seen cases of abuse, though, like where people are in sexism and where they're just trolls.
Yeah.
I've seen it. But it doesn't really affect my experience of the article. I don't think less of the article because somebody's a douche.
But it just seems that they're telling you, well, we're just not going to let people have their, thoughts on the issue.
That tells you they're not interested.
But if you have a constructive thought, you should be able to weigh your thought.
Listen.
Especially like if it's for an editorial or something like that, to disagree or agree. So, it's a debate, it's
so
it's
if you can,
of ideas.
If you can have unfettered conversation, which would have the filth and the stupidity along with valid points, or you could have somebody in there editing out what whoever that person deems inappropriate, what would you prefer?
I would have somebody moderating the comments. They're really stupid, the stupid ones. I mean, if he's editing out and he's giving positions on both sides, that's fine. But if there's rude comments, just nonsense, and they're editing that out, that's fine. I mean, if you're going to make a stupid comment, really, don't you have a...
But then you're asking people to decide what's stupid. You're putting somebody's subjectivity in there. What happens if they have a valid point but they use foul language?
Then that's their problem, that they're not – if you're not eloquent enough to make a comment
– Really? You think people that sit home all day waiting to comment on articles are not the most eloquent and sophisticated people?
Hey, you want
to
know something? If you can't put down a thought in an eloquent way or a thoughtful way, then you know what? You shouldn't be on there.
Well, Joe, some would argue that some of your blogs are not the most eloquent or thoughtful, but I still continue to put those up on the site.
Well, the spelling and the grammar are awful, but still.
Don't forget punctuation. Proper corrective use of words. Joe's right to bear arms. He insists on grizzly arms. Okay, we'll leave that.
How did I spell it?
B-E-A-R.
That's the correct spelling.
No, that's the animal.
What's the correct spelling?
B-A-R-E.
B-A-R-E?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Bear isn't bear like a bear is bear naked.
That's also B A R E.
I thought it was.
You thought it was bear arm.
Yeah.
You thought, wow, there's a polar bear. I have a right to his arms. I don't care if you're drowning on an iceberg. I'm going to chop off your arms and I'm going to use them for my own because, God damn it, I'm an American and I have a right to bear arms. You are a maroon.
I thought it was bear arms.
And I thought it was just a spelling mistake. But no, you're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
Oh, please, aren't
bear
you?
Bear is naked. Eliza says bear is naked.
Yes, that's one form of bear arms.
Yeah, but I believe, I think it's B-E-A-R.
What do you think it is?
B-E-A-R. Was B-E-A-R.
No, it's the animal. That's like bear necessity. That's like Goldilocks and the Three.
Cool. Could somebody on the chat find out what the correct spelling is on
Listen,
that?
I ran it past Hila. She agreed, okay? We all laughed at your expense. You're a maroon.
The spell check.
And you also were putting it in your freedom of speech argument, which was hilarious. But anyway. I'm not going to argue that because it was just the funniest blog you've written in a long time.
No, but it's a truthful blog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. When somebody's got you at gunpoint, you have no way to protect yourself. Remember.
I got a baseball bat next to my bed.
They're going to outlaw that soon, too.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
How do you figure?
Because basically...
Are the bears going to take over?
That could be used as a...
You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Let me move on with the story at hand. Wait for you to rationalize that stupidity. And you're hoping for... Look at you looking at the chat. Won't somebody stick up for me? Please, please. No, you're a moron. You are an idiot. The fact that you doubled down on your stupidity is classic you. I want to be a brown bear, and I have a right to his arms and his honey pot too. Hold on. This deserves your stupidity deserves me finding something. Where is it? Where is what I'm looking for? Here it is, Joe. Let me crank this up so you can enjoy this. This is what Joe is fighting for. He wants those arms.
Where did you get that?
I'm prepared for Moranis. Moranis. I made it a lot.
Wow, spell it.
M-O-R-O-N-I-S. It's the Latin form for it's the Latin root of moron. It's Moranis. Joe's curse is Moranis. Right. It's like if you were like the Wile E. Coyote in a cartoon.
Coyote. You said coyote.
I said coyote.
You said coyote.
Whatever the hell it was. If you were that in the if you were that in the cartoon, they would put Moranis. Joe is Curris underneath you.
Gotcha.
You're still waiting for them to bail you out, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's not coming. Here's the thing about the internet. It's full of trolls. That's where trolls live.
Right.
Does it ruin your experience at all?
If you have to listen to somebody's nonsense.
Well, we're hoping they're doing that right now.
Yeah. And you want to know something. Let's say that I sent that to the paper.
Sent what to the paper?
That my blog. Okay.
They put it in the comic section. Right under the peanuts.
And let's say they put it in there, and I complained to you, and I said, they didn't put my blog in it. Have you read it, stupid? And then I'm like, you spelled this wrong, you know what? Then I'd be right where somebody goes, really?
What?
If I'm not spelling it correctly.
Nobody spells correctly in a comment. Then a blog, I'm hoping you put a little bit of thought into before you send it to me.
I did a spell check on it.
Well, yeah, you spelled the word correctly. You just didn't use the right one of them.
Well,
I did a spell check, and Joe's like, and done.
I got a partial credit.
Look, I mean, I know trolls are out there. I really don't let them affect me. Mm-hmm. I have been subjected to some pretty horrible things said to me. When we were doing that thing with Nigerian scammers get off Facebook.
Right.
I mean, people would post some horrible things on our YouTube thing. People would post some horrible things on the Davin's Den Facebook page. And I didn't delete them. And for the most part, I didn't react to them.
Yeah.
I didn't comment. Because my feeling is this. If somebody's going to put that out there, and I've told others this as well, if they're going to write these horrible things, they're revealing much more about themselves than they ever will about the subject who they're attacking.
Absolutely.
So, if people want to say, I'm this, I'm that... That's okay. It's out there for everybody to see. I'm not going to delete it because I do believe in freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, you know what? This is their website. These are their articles. If they want to, it's not really hindering freedom of speech. They can edit it. They could say, no, you can't have that up there. We've had that before when we were doing the thing with Avalos and Diva Donnie posted something on ABC's website. No, noting about the 2020 and their screw up on that, which ABC owns and everything. That got deleted. They didn't want that on the ABC website. So, I think it's just a fact of life.
I just think an outlet that is a freedom of speech and to say what they print what they want is being hypocritical
But it's not freedom of speech. It's freedom of their speech. It's not freedom of your speech. You know, they're not making that part of the bylaws where you have the right to say whatever you want. If I ran the site, would I allow it? Yes, but I could understand if people are linking up porn or they're saying outrageous, terrible things, or if it's like Fox News and people are putting the truth. I could understand why that would irritate the people running the website.
Liberal.
No, moderate.
But they should have, I would, my opinion is they should have a moderator on it.
So how do you react when you get trolled?
I really haven't.
Well, you did on the compound.
Oh, on that?
They said a lot of horrible things.
Oh, I laughed my ass off.
Not at first. You were quite angry at first.
But what comment did I get angry at?
What the hell was that?
It's my computer asking me if I want to make changes, stupid thing. No.
Shut off the volume on your computer. I thought we were being invaded. I don't know if that came through, but also it was like, bomb.
Yeah, your stuff makes plenty of noises, too.
My stuff.
Yeah, your phone.
Yeah, my phone, because this is how affiliates get in touch with me when we're having a problem with your stream, or what's this going on, or why doesn't Joe know how to spell? This is how they get in contact with me, stupid. This is a work tool. Idiot. I've never trolled a page or a person. I never really write horrible things about somebody, even though I think them.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever trolled somebody?
Yes, I have. But what I do is I make it, you know, cordial.
Well, it's not really being a troll if you're cordial, is it?
Well, pointing, because I don't want to get down to their level. I mean, you had a whole thing last year with somebody that moved to Florida, okay, which I don't want to get into.
I had a whole thing with somebody that moved to Florida.
Yeah.
I did?
Yeah.
What did I have?
He took a bus, and he was looking to take a bus and stuff like that.
Oh, I didn't have it. It was a show thing.
But it was a thing. But I got on there, and I was saying, hey, man, I got on there, and I was, you know, I was very eloquent, you know.
He took a bus.
But
he had to have people chip in to take a Greyhound. Let's call it what it was.
A loser. But anyway.
It wasn't like he was whisked away on a red and tan.
Yeah. But, you know, I jumped in the fray, and I wasn't, you know, cursing or anything like that. It was just, you know.
And that's good. And that's the beautiful thing, because you do need people to jump into the mix.
Yeah.
I'm just not that guy, usually. I mean, I did stick up for somebody this weekend who was questioning the validity of somebody on that person's site. I'm like, well, if you don't know who this person is by now and how this person acts and writes and, you know, love or hate him, then you should just leave. If you're still questioning who this person is, then get off their site.
Yeah, and there was this one guy who was a comic out on the island. He's a nice enough guy, but sometimes he puts his foot in his mouth. And he wrote this whole thing against the clubs out there. And stuff.
Which one?
Like
which comic?
I'm not going to mention it, but he wrote this whole thing. And I totally had this whole rebuttal thing that I put in there. You know, I didn't say, who do you get? You know, I just told them that, you know what, it's kind of good they are running the clubs. And I gave reasons, and, you know, you don't remember back when the way things were, and it's a lot easier now. And this, you know, and I was very cordial, because I do like the guy. He's a nice guy, but, you know.
That's not trolling. That's responding. There's a difference. Mm. Trolling is just being belligerent, cursing out, and not really having a discourse. So that's why I allow the nonsense, because it makes me laugh.
Yeah.
But I encourage, like, I post things on the Davin's Den Facebook page, and I hope that people respond to it. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't.
Well, sometimes I get mortified. Sometimes by one of my own family members. When Nelson Mandela died, you know, people were, you know, giving their condolences for Nelson Mandela, and one of my relatives posted that Nelson Mandela was a horrible nigger, and he did all that. And I'm like, I read that, my eyes popped out of my head, and I'm like, do not share a link to my page, because I'll take it right down. That's being belligerent. I mean, that's
if you were running a website and about the Nelson Mandela story, and your belief of freedom of speech, would you allow that?
No.
Or you would have deleted that?
No, for the simple reason that when you...
So you agree with the National Journal?
I agree. If they had a moderator moderating that, where if you said, well, Nelson Mandela was a terrorist nigger, and I don't know where people are getting off, obviously that's wrong. But if you said, well, there's an aspect of this a lot of people don't see, that there were terrorist activities that Nelson Mandela was involved in his struggle and stuff like that, that's a counterpoint that you're delivering.
So,
you know.
So it's the use of the word nigger, as you said.
Obviously, yeah.
That's the one that offends you.
Yeah. If you're gonna call somebody a derogatory term like that, there's no place for that. But if you want to bring up the point, whether it was right or wrong, correct or not, that Nelson Mandela did have terrorist goings on you know, when he was in the, you know, the depressive state and stuff like that. That's a matter of your opinion and how you feel about the situation, regardless if it's right or wrong. That's an open discussion where you could turn. But when you start it off the other way, that's just, it's stupid. You're belligerent. You're stupid. Nobody's going to take you seriously.
So you have no issue with comments being edited?
If comments that are that you know start off with Nelson Mandela is a terrorist nigger, yeah, that there's no place for that.
We're not even talking about Nelson Mandela. Why did he start the comment with that?
Because we were talking
about the BP oil spill. What's that have to do with Nelson Mandela?
All right, but if you started off, well, BP is run by the Jews, and we all know what they're up to. You can't write stuff like that. You write that it's
what they're up to. But what are we up to, Joe?
Because it's stupid what I said, wasn't it? It was very stupid.
But if I banned you for every stupid thing you said, it would just be me tonight.
If I'm saying stupid things like that, maybe I should be banned. But if I come out and say, well, BP is a corporate entity, have really no care about the ecology, they're just in it for a buck. That's a totally different way of presenting that, saying that, or you're being factual about it.
If you saw the show Vice on HBO, you would. Did you see that?
Oh, no,
you don't have HBO. Yeah, you would actually think that.
But that's the difference. What you're monitoring. I mean, other being belligerent and being racist and using stupid terms like that. Yeah, you moderate it. But if you do have a point, in a phrased, eloquent way, but in a cohesive way, it should be heard, regardless if it's right or wrong.
I think I'm probably just more liberal with what I let people get
you
away
think?
With. No, but you let me finish a sentence, stupid. No, with what I allow people to get away with on the various websites I have or that I control. Because, like I said, people post terrible things. And it's like, oh, well, that's not pleasant. But I just leave it up there. I mean, you know.
If people post...
Like, I'm not saying that's the right way to go about it.
But if somebody posts something really nasty... And somebody said something really nasty about me, which is about three...
I don't think
3 hours on Tuesday.
But sure.
But if I respond looking at what the issue is and then discussing the issue in a non-combative way, I wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't bother me. Because
yeah, but that's not what trolls do.
Yeah, well, you know, that you edit out the trolls. You edit out the trolls and you don't listen to what they have to say. You edit them out.
Well, here's the interesting. So this was reported on the Huffington Post, and I actually wanted to leave a comment because I have left comments there in the past. I have an account with the Huffington Post where I can leave comments and everything. They have this new policy, which they just started, that the new policy is that I have to link my account to my Facebook profile. Mm. That, like, in order to comment, it's no longer enough that I have my Huffington Post account, which I registered with them. I have to have a Facebook account. I chose not to leave a comment. I'm like, you know what? Screw this. I don't need everything linked up. What do you think about that?
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all. I mean, if you have a comment that you don't have, you know, that you don't have any plan of putting on Facebook or do want it on Facebook, you should have the option of not to. You shouldn't be told you have to. And you know what? They'll start to see. Well, you know, if you've got trolls out there, I think they're doing themselves a disservice because trolls love that stuff.
What do you mean trolls love this?
Well, to be on Facebook and to have, you know, say what they have to say.
I get maybe they're just doing it because they think Facebook can verify that you're real, but as we know, that's not the case.
No.
No,
wrong.
Profiles have been lost.
We know.
Listen, I'm just like, you know what? I don't need all my social media hooked up like that. You know, plus I have a very big distrust of Facebook, which I will get into later on. Mm-hmm. In the show, I will tell you what happened to me this weekend. We are going to take our first break. It's going to be a short break. We're going to come back with the Tommy Llama. What?
Trucker Tom says Davin probably has an Arianna Huffington poster over his bed.
Well, you know what? 30 years ago, Trucker Tom, she was a goer. She's no Ann Coulter, really. Enjoy the Adam's apple, stupid. We're going to take our break now, stupid Trucker Tom. Edit him in that chat room.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejams.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinsDen.com, TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you miss Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or DavinsDen.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.